All right, welcome back. This is Hanukkah Radio, and we have a special guest calling in today, a luminary in our business and a proud Jew, Lior Cohen, ladies and gentlemen.
Clap it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Lior.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled and honored to be asked to do your radio station, especially on the last day of Hanukkah.
Absolutely.
My best wishes to everybody who's listening.
Thank you.
To a very, 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 very special day. And I'm honored that you asked me to be on the show. And I'm even especially honored to come right after one of my favorite songs and one of my favorite artists, Kanye. So, L'chaim. Shalom.
We are honored to have you.
How could I help you?
Well, Lior, this one of the things we do here is we don't necessarily get too religious and talk about Hanukkah and what it stands for, although, you know, we have gotten into that in the past, but it's more of a celebration of, you know, Judaism and hip-hop, since we are a hip-hop station, and that's what we do, and your roots are definitely in hip-hop. So I wanted to see if there was some sort of funny story or interesting story or serious story or anecdote of something about, in your experience, how your religion has sort of intersected with hip-hop culture and music.
Well, there's many, many stories I could bore your entire audience for hours, but I want to make you I'm very aware of one thing.
Okay.
And that is the moment I touched down in New York in the early 80s, in one of the most important times of New York City and the emergence of rap music, I was never once felt like an outsider. The artistic community, the disco fever, the encore, the Roxy, Sal, Big Sal, Sweet G, Jimmy Spicer, everybody, Curtis Blow, Run DMC, Keith Haring, Jean-Michel Basquiat, Andre Orell, Russell Simmons, of course, they all treated me like a very, very special contributor. And all they wanted was to have this fantastic art form with strong hands. And they never once made me feel like I was white or Jewish and I was in the wrong place. I guess I'll tell you a very serious story.
Okay.
That will give you guys some context. I was in Switzerland at the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Okay.
I just became not the road manager of Run DMC, but the manager of... We were blessed to have three artists that year, the Beastie Boys, Run DMC, and Public Enemy, that were all invited. And I was sitting admiring the Swiss Alps, and I saw a huge crowd around Public Enemy, and I said, you know, might as well mosey on over since I am the manager. Go and witness the interview.
Sure.
And I heard the interview, and there are a lot of quotes from Henry Ford, who is in a book that he wrote was fantastically anti-Semitic.
Right.
And there was a lot of quotes being given, and that was the trip that they went, and all the controversy happened in London about the Caucasus Mountains and the monkeys and the whole nine. Anyhow, from that moment on, I knew I had to educate Public Enemy, and especially Chuck. And I actually had the Holocaust Museum shut down.
Well, did we lose him?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
We lost him.
I'm sure Lior called back. He was telling a pretty intense story right there about a trip to Switzerland with Public Enemy. Hopefully he's going to call back. Wow. Ooh. We just got deep there for a minute on Hanukkah
Shut
Radio.
Down the Holocaust Museum.
2010.
Pause. It got very quiet in the room.
Yeah.
Wow. Lior was very, very intense.
He was going in.
Do we have him back?
I think we do.
Yeah. There he is.
All right, Leo, we lost you. You were saying you had
so
the...
Real quickly.
Yeah.
These two survivors showed us the first exhibit in the museum. And it was a Jewish skull and a black man's skull equals a baboon skull. And then the last poster that you saw was a baboon dressed up with big lapel and a...
Oh, quite a story.
It's getting real, though.
It's getting very real. Hopefully he's going to call again. Lior?
Who's your cell phone carrier?
Yeah. Must have been. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? No, we can't.
Sorry.
No, we cannot.
The air.
Woo!
Well, I'll give it another couple minutes. Should we go to some music or?
Yes. You know, I guess it's kind of, we're on a serious note and we lost somebody.
We got him. All right. Lior.
What could I tell you, man?
who's your cell carrier so we can avoid that company?
I'm trying to rush to the Atlantic holiday party.
Okay.
I'm pulling over right now. I'm giving you my time like that. So, listen, the last thing you saw in the exhibit was this baboon dressed to the nines with a Star of David on the lapel.
Holding a trumpet.
And it said in German, it's these Jews that are bringing this crazy music called jazz to Europe. Hmm. Jewish people have always been involved in urban cultural arts all the way back to the early beginnings of jazz music. It's just something that's always happened.
Right.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing that I was lucky enough to be part of this industry. And it was a blessing that people treated me inside and out with so much respect. They treat me with so much respect that oftentimes they would do some things that I considered, I understood they're paying me a compliment. You know, a lot of people over the years have called, used my nickname or given me a nickname of Lansky.
Right.
Now, I know that they did that with affection to me and the work that I've done. But he was really not a great symbol of the contribution Jewish people have given to America and the world. He's a gangster.
Right.
And I had to pull them aside and explain to them, I understand that what you're saying to me, and I appreciate the sentiment. But, man, I prefer Einstein. Okay, or someone else, and all the other people that contributed rather than a gangster. So there's been, you know, certain instances that they would try to give me a compliment, but I felt like I had to educate them and explain to them. Other than that, I don't want to bore you.
No, this is.
I'm just an old Jew, happy that you called me. And I feel so honored to be a part of this industry now. Russell and I have been 30 years.
Absolutely.
I don't know where it went. But every single day I suit up, and I make it happen.
That's right.
I don't rely on one day that's behind me. I only focus on the forward.
And, absolutely.
I'm so thrilled. I get stopped in the streets and people give me some dap and show me love. And that makes me feel good about my past, but I'm only focused on the future and how I could contribute and be a positive force in what we do. One of my big pet peeves is there's no fraternal order anymore. Bunch of crabs out here.
Sure.
That's and real. We should all band together. We love this. We love what we do. We wake up every morning blessed to do what we do. And we should be telling the people that we love. Luck, how could I help? And that I love you.
Okay? Absolutely.
Russell has shown us the way that let's all be a positive force in one another and make shit happen.
Yeah, and make shit happen you do.
Employ a lot of people. Make payday possible. Write checks.
That's right. It's the check writer.
The check writer.
Lior Cohen, the check writer.
Thank you, sir.
Lior, thank you so much for calling up on Hanukkah Radio and for telling those stories and sharing your positive message. And hopefully one day, instead of Lansky, somebody will look to a young Jewish executive and say, we're going to call you Lior.
I'm an Einstein.
And okay, that's gangster.
I'll take Lior.
He will take Lior.
You know what Lior means, by the way? You know what Lior means?
I don't think I do.
Lior means my light. I was my mother's light. Lior. That's a Hebrew name. It's a beautiful name. So people understand, you know, the origins of that name. It's my light. Or is gold or light.
Even more appropriate for Hanukkah, which is the festival of lights.
Indeed.
There you go.
Lior.
You sewed it all together.
I try, man. I try. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Enjoy the holiday party.
And happy Hanukkah to you.
Yeah. All right now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lior Cohen.
Lior Cohen calling
up.
And, you know, to use an old school phrase, dropping knowledge.
Dropping science.
Absolutely. And
now,
there's some deep stories.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm sure he's got plenty of them. And there's plenty more of them in Dan's book.
Dan's book.
There's